This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, brought to you this hour by MyPillow, because we care about you. I want to show you the love. Nothing you could do will better equip you to deal with whatever comes, from the bat flu from China. I'm still going to call it now the bat flu. The China bat flu. Keep switching it up every day.
Aren't you a racist? Like, call it China bat flu?
Yeah. Anyway, it is to get yourself some sleep. And if you're not sleeping well because of all the stress, get yourself, change it up. Change it up. Do a little disruptor. Throw the old pillow out. Order yourself up some MyPillows and sleep. And right now, incredible deals. Buy one, get one on all pillows. All kinds of pillows, Giza Dream Sheets, duvet covers, towels, neck pillows. Those are really important right now. Take a little snooze, you need that. And they're all buy one, get one free. So incredible, incredible deals right now. MyPillow.com. And you know, you find out who your friends are when things get tough. And we found out Mike Lindell's a friend. You know what he did? Shut down his entire operation to make hospital masks. The masks in need,
wow,
with materials, and is giving them, donating them, delivering them to the hospitals.
America, baby. Love it. By the way, my neighbor called about a month ago. What's that promo code for the MyPillow?
Scott. Thank you very much for asking.
They ordered the pet pillow. They love it. They're dog Chevy. Oh.
Big, that's why I ordered two more of those things, because mine keep arguing over the one, so I figured, all right, I better get a couple more.
I'm telling you, Chevy loves his pillow. Those is doggy beds.
So the buy one, get one deal you can get right now. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials. Radio Listener Specials, okay? Then the hospital, where'd that come from? Then the promo code is Scott. Promo code is Scott, okay? Or you call 800-506-9028. Just finding this email from a listener. It says, happy Friday. Hi, Scott. Haven't been able to listen lately. You and Todd are doing a great job as unusual. Do you think they meant to say unusual?
Let's blame autocorrect on that one.
Happens, I'm told. And it happens to me 10 times a day. Usually it's Greek when you send it's just, that should be banned from the face of the earth. But anyway, he says, please remind listeners to make a mental note of all those bad actors during the crisis. Write it down. Have a great day and keep it up. Thank you, Matt. Well, the opposite of that is to remember the good guys, right? The good guys.
You bet.
Yeah. I understand that our hotline is not working again. What's going on here? You had CHS, their line didn't work. Todd, what's the conspiracy going on here? Have we got enough going on? We got lines and IT problems going on or what?
Coronavirus.
Verizon had some cell issues the last couple of days, too, around the neighborhood.
Yeah, so, I was hearing that, too.
I got a full bank of calls waiting to ask Senator Kevin Cramer a question, and the phone line's not working. So, Daniel, would you put that on the fix-it list? We're working on getting it all hooked up here. So. Kevin's working on it. So. Anyway.
Yep, I got him.
All right. Senator Kevin Cramer is here. There we go. We got it all fixed. If the worst thing we have going is a phone line today, we're in good shape compared to everything else. So. The Talk Radio Town Hall is on, folks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text us. Mine is 701-367-2054, and Todd's is 701-226-8503. Senator Cramer, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, as always. I'm just glad to be calling from Bismarck instead of Washington, D.C.
Yeah, how good was that to get out of prison there and leave the insanity of being stuck there till you could get Nancy Pelosi back on her broom and out of town?
Well, it's just good to get out of there for lots of reasons, not the least of which is, of course, the political insanity, but also just the fact that unlike North Dakota, and particularly in the capital and in Washington with the your colleagues who are in pretty close proximity and trying to get the job done and feel a little bit like, you know, you're in the lines then, of course, and it's up to us how fast we get out of there, and we're just glad to get out of there. And everyone, I think, was relieved to just be able to get out of town.
We talked to you a couple of times over the weekend, last weekend, while the really heavy lifting was going on in this CARES Act. And, you know, I'd never heard you in your time in the Senate talk so favorably just about the camaraderie between both sides and the real just down and, obviously a lot of work, but really doing it in a very unusual way without a lot of staff and everything else. And the product was pretty darn good, right?
Well, it was fine. Yeah, it was good. I mean, there was obviously in any bill that requires 60 senators to vote for, you're going to have some things that Democrats want, and they insisted on some things that they got. And by late Saturday night, well, by Saturday, not even all that late, there was already some controversy in the bill, but by Sunday night, we'd all accepted that, we're going to have to give them some things they want, and they accepted that they're not getting everything they want, and vice versa. It wasn't really until Monday when Speaker Pelosi got to town that it got a lot worse and that things actually got held up. And so a lot of that camaraderie went out the window for a couple of days while frankly, Republicans just did not let, we're not going to let the American public forget why this was being delayed by 3 more days, as it turned out. And that was because a bunch of other things were all of a sudden became necessary to pass the bill, and things that weren't directly related to coronavirus. It was frankly, Scotty, it was difficult enough to watch the perverse incentive. And I talked about this, I think, with you guys over the weekend. I certainly talked about it this week with a lot of national media and local media, both television and radio, that the perverse incentive that Democrats insisted upon in a very generous unemployment insurance act. In fact, as Chuck Schumer calls it over and over, unemployment on steroids, as though that's a good thing. And, it was tough enough that we had to accept that to get the money out the door. But then to, have to be faced with all this other stuff like Green New Deal, which didn't get in, ladies and gentlemen. It didn't get in, but nonetheless, it delayed things. The debate on it delayed things. But other things like Kennedy Center funding and some other things like that did make it in there. They look worse than they probably are. Some international assistance as well. But all that said, the delay was unnecessary. And as is any further delay, by the way, I might add, because I know some Republicans are threatening to further delay it and only to make a point that's not going to change the outcome.
A quick update here. We have new test results from the State of North Dakota Joint Information Center Department of Health. And there are positive test results this morning from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 new cases. Woman in her 60s, Cass County. Man in his 60s, Cass County. Woman in her 30s from Burleigh County. Man in the 40s from Stark County. Man in his 50s from Morton County. Female in her 60s from Morton County. And female in her 50s from Morton County. Burleigh and Morton County has really been hit here. That's 2,492 tested now, 231 more than yesterday. 2,427 of those were negative. So 65 now positive, 13 hospitalized. That's continued to climb, and 15 have recovered. On that note, a lot of our listeners would tell you that the cure is becoming worse than the disease in its impacts in many ways. And they see North Dakota is far removed from New York City or Italy or anything else. And, you know, it's a growing number of folks. What do you say to those folks?
I say I understand what they are saying. I think for sure the President Trump is somewhat concerned about that very same point. But at the same time, you can't look at what's happening in New York City and think it's impossible that it could happen here. Now, the numbers can't happen. We don't have that many people. And certainly we have the luxury of sort of natural social distancing and whatnot. But Burleigh and Morton County is a good example. It's become the epicenter of issues here because of a lot of people in close proximity to each other that have been together. And you just simply cannot pretend it can't happen to us. And that's a dangerous place to go, Scott. And so to say that the cure is worse than the disease, I don't, only hasn't watched somebody die of the disease, I think, could probably conclude that. But realizing that in the risk assessment, you have to consider a lot of things, not the least of which is the long-term impact if we simply allow a continuous shutdown of the economy. And I think Governor Burgum's done a fantastic job. Frankly, I've just his communication skills, his command of so many things, and his team he's put together. They've just been remarkable and fun to watch. In terms of by fun, I mean it's been rewarding to watch them work and communicate. And so I think this is a time when you trust people in the leadership positions that have a lot of information and what they're calling for. So I understand people's sentiment. I sometimes wonder that myself, but I also am trusting leaders right now.
All right, Don, you're up next with a question on COVID-19, and then it's Mark and Hazen for the question on impact on churches from all of this. John and Minot, another question on the bat flu. Or China flu? What is it? I can't remember now. Gary and Bismarck and the cattle prices question there, too. So stay tuned. That and more with Senator Kevin Cramer.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Just one breath, just in case, it's just one.
first today on What's On Your Mind. That's Nickelback and Far Away. Yeah, like
you like that one?
You need to get a little further away from here. Yes, Far Away. A social distancing playbook. Today, the playlist on What's On Your Mind. 21 past the hour. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall here. 800-228-0550. You can also email us, scotth@flagfamily.com. It'll get right here, KFYR@iHeartMedia.com is another one. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Just trying to find one you're considering nice and easy. All right, let's get to the calls for Senator Kevin Cramer today. Lots to cover today, so let's get to it. Mark and Hazen, you're going to be next. I'm not going to you yet. I'm going to go to Don in North Dakota because I'll keep my promises here. Don, you waited the longest. You're next. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you?
Good, sir.
Hey, Don.
Hey, just right off, would you guys say you're a Christian?
Yes, that didn't take me long.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Wonderful. Great. We all have a gift. I'm sorry I'm nervous and such, but I think a couple of scripture readings are really appropriate. They have to do with treating our neighbor. They violate a lot of our rights as U.S. citizens, sort of, but and I'm guilty of it too. There's Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 through 39, we're instructed to love our neighbor. Also then in Matthew 5, 43 through 48, he talks about that also, Jesus says about loving our enemy, and first off, I'm guilty too, right? I think it's a really unique time with all this going on. I think that's if we could live those scriptures, it's the answer to everything from not having toilet paper on the shelf to how we get out of this. We started a couple of 2 months ago. We were debating, right, whether this would even come to our shores.
Yeah.
We decided that we couldn't stop because of trade and the economy and stuff. We weren't going to stop stuff from China. Anyhow, it's here. I've been forced to make some really difficult decisions because my wife works with older people who are most susceptible to this. We're really practicing social distancing, you know, and we're probably not getting it right either, but we haven't gone to Washington to get a niece who is not able to go to school, right? You talked about your family, how the kids are affected. Anyhow, normally we would have done this, right? But we decided because coming from a hotspot, that wasn't. And so anyway, I'm just, especially in this, how we treat our neighbor, respect their rights and stuff. I think it's worth giving up some of our rights. I'm not sure, but I don't think public beaches are closed yet. So I'd just like to invite the discussion. I wish that we would. You have a big listening audience. If you could get a priest and a pastor and a medical professional on, and we could decide how to best social distance this. That seems to be the only answer, and the sooner we get on top of that, and I'm afraid we are not doing that, right? So I'm hoping it puts something into listeners' minds or somebody. But loving our neighbor is the answer to this.
Well, you gave us some weekend reading as well, Don. That's very kind. Senator?
Yeah, Collins. And to Don's point, though, I mean, it's really one of the things I'm thinking about, Scotty, and you know, we've all been watching TV, for example, and we're seeing what these musicians and entertainers are doing now with live streaming concerts so that we can enjoy them in our home. We see what Hollywood's been doing, putting, and some of it's their own survival, but putting movies and shows and stuff and streaming them before they go to the theaters and the ways that they make most of their money. There's lots of, fortunately today with technology, we can actually physically be distant while being socially very close. And then to Don's greater point, we can remain spiritually close. But with regard to how you treat your neighbor, if I understand his struggle, this is a really important point, I think, that he's making. And that is, as we walk through the daily, are we willing to give up our conveniences for the greater good? And I think that's ultimately the point. I think that he's trying to make, and we're all going to fail. And I'm grateful that Don says that. I mean, I've failed many times, and we do how we treat each other, and we will multiple times in our life. And the other great scripture is that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But and then that by grace we're saved. So fortunately, God's a forgiving God as well as a.
And I will take your I'll take your consideration your question rather under consideration on how to convey that maybe in a broader way. You suggested a priest, a pastor, and maybe some folks on the medical side, and we'll do that on a future program, Don. So appreciate you calling. Glad you called and reminded us. And maybe somebody today says Matthew. I got to go back and look Matthew 22, chapter 37, 39, Matthew 5. And it takes a look at it, and you have a ripple effect that's unknowable, Don, but pretty profound. So appreciate the call very much. All right, now let's get Mark and Hazen in here. Mark, you're next, and what's on your mind for Senator Kevin Cramer? Go ahead.
Good morning, Senator.
I'm Mark.
My question wasn't really for you, but since you're on there, I just want to thank you for what you're doing. And I seen your interview on Fox the other day, and it was an excellent interview, and I appreciate what you're doing down there.
Thank you.
My comment is, and the kind of follow-up with the previous caller is, we got to remember our churches. You know, I'm on a church council, and we rely solely on the generosity of our members to pay the bill. And with what's going on now, of course, a lot of people we can't go to church. We do it online or teleconference and those kind of things, but I just want to remind people to think of ways they can keep contributing to their favorite church.
Absolutely. And we put some incentives, by the way, to Scott, we can take up after the break, specifically for nonprofits to include congregations, churches, worship centers.
All right, Mark. Yeah, but I'll talk about that on the break. We're going to have to scour the 880 pages here quickly and find the exact spot, but we'll do it during the break and come back. John and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
If you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late, hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. House now considering a massive economic stimulus bill to try to help Americans and businesses in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak. The roughly $2 trillion measure was passed unanimously by the U.S. Senate on Wednesday. Now it's before the House, where Majority Leader Steny Hoyer called it a challenging and unprecedented time in history.
This legislation represents a bipartisan resolve to meet the coronavirus challenge head on. It represents a focus on families, and workers.
A second top official in the British government is dealing with the coronavirus, Health Secretary Matt Hancock, announcing on Twitter he has tested positive for it. His announcement coming soon after Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that he has tested positive for coronavirus as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
We had to pick one from the special category.
Social distancing playlist hit from the Police. Don't stand so close to me.
See, we had no idea there were this many just waiting for us. Just waiting for us. Yes, exactly right. Don't be afraid to say that right now because you're following the rules. All right, 28 before the top of the hour. Let me tell you about something you could maybe do this weekend that would be a real good use of your time as you're pondering the future. I am dedicating every day time to thinking about when this ends. Don't know when it'll end. Don't know when "quote unquote" normal's back. But when it does, what do I want? You know, my day to day routine to look like. What do I want our company to look like? What my, at home, the whole thing. And it's a good way to do it. And if you're doing that this weekend along with me, you might want to think about an undergraduate, graduate, or certificate program. A lot of things we don't know if they're going to start. I can tell you this is going to start. Classes start May 4th. It will happen. Because you have that option of online, or once we're able, in the evenings, you choose the best way to learn. Great instructors, local folks, real experts, you learn so much. And you do all that while working and fulfilling your other responsibilities. If you tell them you heard about it on What's On Your Mind, the application fee is waived. Get in there, find out what you have in the way of credits, ready to go right now. You get credit for life experience. Online at umary.edu or call 701-355-8030. All right, let's get back to the calls with Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Here's a text I want to get in. I absolutely detest how you and politicians treat these new infections like it's a death sentence. In fact, most people have minor symptoms and fully recover. Stop destroying our country over this glorified flu virus. It's time to grit your teeth and get America running again. And you say?
Well, how do you... respond when refrigerated semi-trailers have to back up to an individual hospital because they need more storage for dead bodies? You know, what responsibility do you have? By the way, this is not a glorified flu. This is 30 to 40 times more infectious than our flu, which kills 40,000 Americans each year. And one of the biggest challenges with this one is that we don't know anything, or at least we don't know much about it yet. And now maybe this person knows something we don't know. Maybe they're a super doctor that knows that this is not a big deal. But more and more we're seeing the stories of what a death by this thing looks like, and it's pretty awful. And in fact, frankly, the more we're learning, the less benign it appears. At one point, it was only old people and people that are sick that got it, or that were infected, or that ended up with symptoms, or that. And certainly, obviously, the more sick you are, the older you are, the more you're going to be affected by it, just like every other disease in the world. but it's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to not see what it's doing, the impact it's having, and it's global. So, boy, I'd love to wake up one day and find out that we overreacted to it. But I'd sure hate to wake up one day and find out, boy, we could have prevented all these people from dying, and we didn't because we didn't take it seriously enough. Given those choices, I'm going to err on the side of life.
Let's go to Kevin in Minot for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, Senator. Say, I'm sitting here working the numbers. There's 131 million employed people in the United States. If we gave every one of them $1,200, it's $157 billion. Why do we need $2 trillion? There is so much pork in this thing, we could have been bacon forever. Why is it started out to be just about helping those that lost their jobs because of this? And I fully support that. I think that's a really reasonable concept. But they're, you know, helping out the Kennedy Center for Humanity. That's really not what this was supposed to be about. It's not about, you know, NPR is going to get funded again by the government, according to what I read in this bill.
Well, NPR is funded by the government. That's not it. But you're right. You're right. There are some things, and Kennedy Center's one of the more iconic things that got put in there after we had a deal, by the way, got put in there by people who insisted on it in order to allow it to move forward so that the people who lost their jobs did get the money, or people who haven't lost their jobs, that their employers could get money so that the people don't lose their jobs. And I'm with you. We had at one point, remember, it was an $850 billion done deal. And the bidding just went up from there, because as long as you need one more vote to get the $850 billion out the door. Now, some of the addition after that became more necessary as days went on, because we started seeing that states and local governments, for example, couldn't afford to fund their part of a lot of this stuff. We also started seeing that large businesses were maybe going to go out of business and never be able to recover, and that was having a dramatic impact, of course, on everybody's markets. And so, but most of that stuff gets paid back, by the way. You know, they talk about a lot of the corporate pork and corporate welfare and stuff. That stuff, none of that's grants. I shouldn't say none of it. The 99% of that stuff's not grants. It's credit tools that actually are leveraged for lots more credit tools, and it all has to be paid back. But I don't disagree with you that it would have been better to have it without Kennedy Center funding. But as the president said, I think today or tweeted out today, you can't let the 90% that's important not get done over the 10% that somebody had to have.
I'll also tell you that the president would have been able to say, get that out of there and make it a deal point. It didn't, and actually later defended it. Saying, hey, they're losing a bunch of money too. I mean, President Trump is saying that, although I think if we put up President Trump's spending desires with yours, Kevin, you'd win that battle as more of the conservative. So I guess that's not the surprise either. So, Kevin, appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Let's go next to Gary in Bismarck talking cattle prices. Go ahead, Gary. Are you there, Gary? You're on mute or something, Gary? Going once, going twice. You talk to him, and we'll see what we can do there. Let me ask for him. I have no idea who was going to ask, but we have a farm and ranch crisis that started long before this, largely because of our weather last year, trade deals and prices dropping, and, you know, very challenging time. As you well know, you've been battling for our farmers and ranchers, and also did so in this particular piece of legislation. But What do you say to the folks, especially the stress that comes with this, now having even more stress? I mean, what do you anticipate the crisis within the crisis within the crisis comes with? What response?
Well, there's a few things I would say, Scott. Not all of it's going to be, you know, politically correct, maybe. But specifically, first of all, I want to address what Gary wanted to talk about. I think was he was talking about livestock in particular, probably cattle prices specifically, but more broadly, I think we've said many times on this show that the USDA disaster programs and or support programs for crops are very different than they are for livestock. And in really tough livestock situations, including emergencies, that they've not had the sort of the underpinning, the safety net that other crops have enjoyed or at least been able to access. So new things have happened. Things like the ELAP, the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program, and there's a livestock indemnity program, livestock forage program, things that have actually been tweaked over the last couple of years during this really difficult time to try and help ranchers. In this package, the coronavirus package, there is extra money specific to three things that aren't generally covered broadly by the traditional safety net programs. And one of them is livestock, where the livestock programs are actually mentioned, and the livestock challenges mentioned, as well as, by the way, specialty crops, which North Dakota has a lot of. And then the rest is more for, the more farm-to-market programs, whether it's farmers markets or food banks and things, that more real small specialty things. And those were addressed in a separate pot in this actual bill and given to USDA for the secretary to come up with programs to support mainly livestock producers as well as these other areas. So that's gotten special attention in this. And with regard to the larger ag issue, the farm issue, we also have plussed up or really replenished the Commodity Credit Corporation dollars that I think they get 30 billion each year around after September 30th in the new appropriations process. It's actually not appropriated dollars. It comes in through the other means. But anyway, we plussed that up early this year to help give the USDA extra resources to use the programs they've been using, things like market facilitation program, for example, that have come out of that. And so we've given him him being Sonny Perdue, the secretary, full bank to work with that.
I saw him in one of your committee hearings pretty hot about the Packers saying,
there's that. Yeah.
So on that front, can anything be done? Do you have any hope that out of whatever he does in the way investigation, you disrupt that somehow?
I do have hope of that, actually, Scott, because he's pretty hot and because he's taken it on so personally and frankly because our ranchers, our producers, through their associations and through their members of Congress have put a lot of pressure on that, as well as trying to prevent other beef, particularly the Brazilian beef situation, from being getting into the United States, especially at a time like this. But I do think we have to look at the entire livestock industry and as we prepare for the next farm bill and look at the programs and see what's not working. The one thing about ranchers, I don't have to tell you, they're so independent that a lot of times they're never looking for the big worst case scenario, if you will. And so when it hits, sometimes we're not as prepared in that industry as we should be and for others. But I do want to say this a lot about farming in general. We're getting a lot of pressure from farmers, a lot of calls, of course, a lot of concern. And with farm groups, especially their trade associations, are set up to lobby all the time, and they're very effective at it. What was that? Am I still on?
We're not sure. So I pressed the wrong buttons here.
So anyway,
you're talking about the lobbying groups being good. Yeah.
Yeah, but there are a lot of, right now everyone's hurting. There's nothing special about any one industry right now. And that's why these programs, for the most part, are industry neutral. So things like the Paycheck Protection Act that covers small businesses also covers farmers. But we're getting a lot of requests for help for getting their foreign workforce back here, to which I say, that other countries are holding people out from getting out, and the United States isn't really in the position to let a lot of people come in from other countries that are citizens of other countries. You might just have to be a little more creative on this one. Sorry, I know it sounds harsh, but
hang tight. We'll finish after this.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Coronavirus has us all worried about germs. Did you know in 400 BC, Hippocrates said, give me the ability to induce a fever and I can cure any illness? Well, that's exactly what happens when you sit in a sauna daily. You're artificially inducing a fever and your body reacts by relieving it, sweating out the bad. That's what a sauna does. It sweats out the bad. It's better than a flu shot. And we get what's going on right now. That is why we're offering very special financing, including 12 months, no interest, no payments. If you already have a hot spring spa in your backyard, it's a great way to retreat and reconnect with family and friends. If you don't, call us. We have a virtual showroom. We'll walk you through the different models and all the options that are available and discuss how we can get this to your home without you leaving. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to bid at the Bonhoff Brothers Retirement Auction near New England, North Dakota. Originally scheduled for Thursday, March 26th, this auction has been converted to a timed online bidding auction only, set for the bidding to close Monday, March 30th at noon. This auction features a meticulously maintained fleet of Case IH quad tracks, combine, sprayer, floater, utility tractors, corn planter, and air seeders, with an entire line of grain handling, transportation, and construction equipment. Full inventory details and online bidding is available at Pfeiffer's.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. They know it's not an easy time. They do want to work with you. And by the way, if you're thinking about something new, check this out. 120 days before you have to make that first payment. 84 months, 0% financing. Find out the details. Maybe you can get in. Anyway, Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Senator Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. And if you have questions that don't get answered today, do me a favor, email those, text those, let us know, and we'll certainly get those to Senator Cramer, get you the answers as quick as we can, because, you know, here he does an hour talk radio a week. He already did that half hour earlier in the week and several, news reports, and we're still not even, 10% through the questions. And I think it's great because I think people know they can get the answers, but it's kind of tough. I want to ask you this question from a texter. Asking the question of how this all gets paid for, whether or not we in the end will have to, loan more money from China to pay for it, it's something they caused. I'm going to piggyback on that and say, at some point, can we hold China financially responsible for this?
it's a great question. Believe me, we've, as members, have spent a fair bit of time talking about how not only how we're going to pay for this, but just in general, how we're going to get our fiscal house in order after all this, because we're also bumping up on insolvency on Medicare. Shortly after that, insolvency on Social Security. Those are the big drivers of debt. The president himself talks a lot about restructuring the debt. You know, one thing about low cost of money, it's a good time to refinance, and a lot of people are doing exactly that with their home mortgages and other loans they might have. Could the United States do some of that? And I think they can, and he'd like to do that. And Secretary Mnuchin talks about it in more modest ways, of course, than the president, but along the same lines. And then can we punish China for it? I don't know. I mean, I think we'll have to wait and see. There's a lot of China piling on, and appropriately so, but there's also some sensitivity to that right now at a time when we're doing a trade with them, and they've been buying a lot more of our agricultural products. By the way, it's pretty much gone under the radar, but they've been buying wheat, corn, and soybeans from the United States and some decent quantities. But and then, you know, just trying to get everything we can from them about the coronavirus that they might know that we didn't know before, in a more cooperative way. And the president had a long conversation, evidently, with President Xi just today, this morning or last night, and is reporting on that. I think we need to find some way to do that, to make them pay for it. I don't know how you make them pay for it, but negotiate some way.
Well, how much of that $23 trillion debt we have now before this?
Do they already own?
Yeah, is there a paper? So yeah. You know, just forgive the debt. I mean, put us back to zero from the impact of this. I'm not a Secretary of State, but I play one on TV. So or is this radio? But on that point, you have suggested probably the strongest response to the attack on the U.S. oil and gas industry by Saudi Arabia. And that is to say, we remove all of our assets. This hasn't got a lot of attention in the middle of this, but you've introduced legislation to pull our military assets out. Do you think that should happen, or do you think that's a good leverage move to be able to get them to back off?
Well, certainly they need to believe we want to do it, or it isn't going to be much for leverage. And so I actually do think we can pull troops out of there. We have, just give you some sense of, here's public information without going into anything classified. We have 2,500 troops in Saudi Arabia. We have three batteries of what are known as the Patriot Missile Defense System. That's a really important American-made missile defense system. So when missiles come in, these batteries go up and take them out. There's also a THAAD system, which is a much bigger, and it goes up much higher. It takes missiles out at a much higher range. And we have that there. That's all to protect Saudi Arabia and largely from attack by Iran. So that's a common enemy. But we're also protecting Saudi Arabia's oil interests in doing that. You know, whether it's their refineries, their pipelines, wells. So why would we do that when they've waged a price war that is devastating our domestic system? So I've introduced that. I've written letters with other members to the president about dumping violation and putting tariffs on. I've asked the president to embargo their oil. And my newest thing is I think we ought to require during times of emergency, or maybe just president's declaration, require all American refineries to only use U.S. oil. Scott, we still import about 6.5 million barrels of oil per day, about the same amount as we export. So could you imagine if we lose export to Saudi Arabia, then we ought to shut off the imports coming in and use our oil for domestic use. And it's a little oversimplified because different refineries are set up to take different kinds of oil. But nonetheless, what we're seeing now is some of our U.S. refineries are taking Saudi Arabian oil and actually asking for the reversal of pipelines so that they don't take our oil. They're taking Saudi oil because it's cheaper. Now, you know, if ever there was a time to really exercise America first and corporate patriotism, it would be now. So there are lots of ideas that I have and that others have, and we're trying to flex on all of them. But there's also, you know, the economy suffering for the consumer and you know, low gas prices, if you don't live in an oil-producing state, are a lot more attractive.
Tom in Mayville, last question real quick. Go, Tom.
Yeah, hi, Scott. And
hi,
welcome
hi
there,
Tom.
Representative Kramer. I want to ask a couple questions. First off, I want to piggyback a little bit on what was said earlier about
a lot of pork being put into these bills.
Do me a favor, Tom. Hang on a sec. We'll have to answer your question off the air with Kevin. Don't go away. Kevin, hold tight if you would. We have to go, though, folks. Unfortunately, the weekend is here. Friday's here. I promise we'll have Senator Kramer back the second we can find a sliver in a schedule to do so and get more of your questions answered. We'll be here all weekend long. Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit, way. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.